Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome you to the airwaves of Radio Islam International this evening. It is now gone past 7:30. It is time for the Senha program that we have every Monday evening. Our guest on our program is Mulana Bilal, who is one of the representatives of Senha on this program. Let's welcome Mulana onto the program. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته يا شيخ فلان to all the listeners we hope that you can
جي مولانا trust that you are well and everything going okay
الحمد لله everything is very good no complaint at all
الحمد لله that is good to hear that Okay, Mulana, alhamdulillah, inshallah, we should be having a good program once again today. We're just waiting for the system here to open up so that we can access the WhatsApps that will appear on the screen. Okay, Mona, in the time being, as while we're waiting for the system to open up here, maybe Mona can tell us, I believe that Senha will be having their AGM annual general meeting shortly.
Yeah, alhamdulillah, on the 26th of November, or not the 21st of November, on the Sunday, we will be having our annual general meeting. This will happen at the Hartley South School in Durban, where we give a report back on our activities for the past year. We also present our audit financials to the Muslim community, being a transparent organization. This is part of our mandate.
Okay, that's interesting, inshallah. Hopefully that all goes well. Well, now there's a... I think it's probably some medication or something. VitaForce Original Schweden Bitter Digestive Tonic. You know anything about this?
A herbal tonic, but unfortunately, the product does contain a very high concentration of ethanol, and therefore we would advise group consumers not to use it. Even if it is diluted, you know, with water, the ethanol content remains very high, so we have to look for an alternative medication.
Okay, so that product better to try and stay away from. Let's see this other. Okay, Mulana, they're asking, is Tamaral Blueberry Bubblegum, is that halal?
Yes, that's all. It is halal suitable.
Okay, what about Solal Medical Supplements?
So now, you know, this company manufactures many different types of supplements. In fact, I think they've got over 300 different products in their range. Some of those products we would have information on, some we would not, some in fact we would not approve. That's better if the consumer can be more specific.
Okay. Well, they sent a picture through here, struggling to make out what is actually written on here, but it looks like fresh cream, and I think it's Darling Fresh Cream.
Yes, that is halal suitable.
Okay, that's all right. Another product here. Let's try and make out what is this. Okay, they say here, is this suitable for vegetarians? The product contains the E440 number. Is it still mashboo? What conditions are needed for E440 to be halal? Please help, as I've consumed by mistake.
Okay, E440 in fact is a halal ingredient. It's pectin.
Mm-hmm.
Generally derived from fruits, and it's very similar in nature to gelatin. Used as a stabilizer, but a vegetarian suitable option in place of gelatin. There's no problem with that ingredient.
Okay, Mulana, I think the product that they're querying is something that is known as malas.
Yeah, if the product is suitable for vegetarians, contains pectin, there would be no problem with consuming the product.
Okay, I think we're going to maybe have to ask our listeners that for today the system is going up and down here. So I think if you have any queries, I think it would be easier for you to, if you'd send it to our personal private number, and inshallah we'll be able to take a look at it from there. So the number you can send your messages to today is 060-988-3972. That's 060-988-3972, or alternatively you can call us on 011-854-1548. I do believe that we already have a caller on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Okay, I think the call has been dropped. Well, I'm trying to now read this here. Is BioStress multivitamin halal?
BioStress, it comes in a liquid form as well as in a tablet form. And the tablets are halal suitable. The liquids, one needs to dilute it because there is fermented alcohol as part of the solution. Part of the liquid tonic. So if a person takes, you know, as directed by the company, you take 5 milliliters of the tonic and you add it to 25 milliliters of water or your tea or your cereal in the morning or even some yogurt, there will be no problem if you take the product in that way.
Okay, Manana, somebody asking a question here. Salams, is the new pizza shop at Nizamiya Masjid Halal, is it part of Ottoman Palace?
Okay, I'm not aware of the status of that restaurant at the moment, but I can, inshallah, update the consumer next week once I check in with my application colleagues.
Okay, jazakallah for that, Munawwar. Another query is with regards to, again, it's, I think, VitaForce products. Vitamin A, it looks like vitamin A 10,000 IU, good vision, healthy skin.
Okay, this product is a capsule. And the capsule shell is manufactured from bovine gelatin, therefore it's not approved by China. In the VitaForce range, we only approve of the tablets, not the capsules.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. What about the Colgate? Okay, before we go there, let's see, I think we have a call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Jee, what is your query?
Anyway, Malala, what I'd like to find out is yogurt. You get the smooth range and you get the fruit yogurt. You get the small ones and you get the 1 kilos. Can Malala please explain or just clarify which brands are halal and which are not, and which are the ones we can and we can't eat, please?
Okay, are you specifically referring to the non-Nutri-Day product?
Sorry?
Are you referring to the non-Nutri-Day?
Yeah, the Nutri-Days and then the Clover and then you've got the Orange Grove and you've got a couple of brand names. So maybe you could just clarify and tell us which ones you can eat and which ones you can't eat.
Okay, with regards to Clover, you can have all of the yogurt.
Okay,
Nutri-Day, however,
or medium fat?
So Clover, yes, you can have all of the yogurt. Nutri-Day,
right.
Not the small fruit-flavored ones,
yeah.
But the low-fat plain.
Okay.
And you cannot have the remaining variants like the double cream and the flavored yogurt are all fine. They've also got what they call a dairy snack. It's called snacks.
Right.
That you cannot have. It does have bovine gelatin. Orange Grove yogurts, all of them also do contain bovine gelatin, so not approved by Senna. Some of the approved brands by Senna are Lancewood. There is Big River Dairy, Meadows Dairy, etc. The Pick and Pay yogurts in some regions of South Africa, you'll actually see the Senna Halal logo on there. In some other regions, you will not see the Senna Halal logo, but if it does have the lacto-vegetarian sign on it, then it will also be halal suitable.
One more, there's a new one. I went to one store and they told me it's approved by Senna, but there was no logo. It's called Crickly.
Yes, Crickly yogurts are also certified halal by Senna. In fact, they've been recently certified, so they haven't had a chance yet to append our logo onto the packaging. Inshallah, in future, the packaging will have our logo, but all the yogurt products are certified halal by Senna, yes.
Jazakallah
for that,
Mona. Okay, Mona, there's a query coming through. The query reads, is the Callisto's in Elderain halal?
Callisto's in Elderain? Okay, I will have to get back to that query, inshallah, once I have confirmed it.
Okay, we do remind the listeners, unfortunately, sadly today, the system here, the normal WhatsApp number is not in operation today, so if you have any queries, you can send your queries to 060-988-3972.
So the Callisto's at Elder Square in Elderain, yes, there is certified Hamal Bashana.
the Callisto, say that again, Mona?
At Eldo Square.
Mm-hmm.
In Eldorai.
Okay. Jazakallah for that. Mona, they're asking the following products. Dairy Milk Limited Edition Slabs.
Yes, those are halal food.
What about the Chap Ahoy Biscuit Certified in Malaysia?
Also halal food.
Marshmallows Popsicle Sticks.
No brand name there?
No brand name, just Marshmallows Popsicle Sticks.
Okay, we have not come across it. If the consumer can please forward all the details to our offices, inshallah we will query from there.
Okay, Mulana, the same person asking one more query. Manhattan Strawberry flavored Shoes.
Manhattan Strawberry flavored. Manhattan products, only two of the ones we do not. So please be very careful. Disclosure on the packaging, see if gelatin is listed or not. Only if it doesn't have gelatin, is it halal suitable?
Maaf, can we just ask you if you could just repeat that answer? You are breaking up a little bit in the answer. Can you just repeat it for us, please?
Okay, the Manhattan range of products, some do contain gelatin, some do not. We only approve of the gelatin-free variant, so please do check the ingredients on the packaging.
Oh, okay, Jazakallah for that, Mulana. Let's take a look at this one. Please advise which variants of the Fettes and Monies pasta are halal.
Fettes and Monies, the plain pasta products, are halal suitable. Mm-hmm. There are some imported products at the moment, like they started importing their noodles. There's some other products which they are also bringing from Dubai. These products we're still looking into. We're still verifying their status. We cannot give any guarantee yet. But the plain pasta products manufactured, those are halal as well.
Okay, Mulana, with regards to that query that they asked about marshmallows, popsicle sticks, so there's some clarification that they sent through here. The marshmallows, popsicle sticks are also certified by Malaysia.
If it is certified by the Malaysian halal body, JAKIM, which is actually a Malaysian government body that oversees halal in the country, then yes, that is a reputable body, and those marshmallow products may be concerned.
Okay, Mulana, now they're asking about not the famous crunchy chocolate. They're asking about another crunchy chocolate. It's spelled differently from the other crunchy made by Cadbury's. This is C-R-U-N-C-H-Y, and I think it's made by Coco Cos.
We haven't come across that product. We need to check it out.
Haven't come across it. Coco Cos, and the name of the chocolate is crunchy. It's written Coco Cos Crunchy by Torren, T-O-R-E-N.
I think that's a Turkish product, but at the moment we don't have any information on it.
Okay. Right, Mulana, I think this query that they asked previously about the Fettes and Monies, just going to go through the query again because it's a specific product that they're asking. They're asking which variants of the Fettes and Monies Fasta Pasta Ahla.
That product is under query at the moment. We are waiting for some information from Tiger Brand, and once we do receive full disclosure from them, we'll be in a position to advise, inshallah.
Okay, Petra Turkish Delight.
I didn't get the name of the product.
Petra Turkish Delight. P-E-T-R-A. Petra Turkish Delight. I don't know, Petra, you know, normally when they speak of Petra, we speak in Jordan, there's a place by the name of Petra, and I don't know if that's the same, but it's just written Petra Turkish Delight.
I'm not sure about this product as well. The consumer can please forward the details to our office, inshallah, we'll give you the investigation on that.
What about, Marana, what about Woolworths Muffins?
Woolworths, what happens with them is that they outsource the manufacturing of all their products.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the case where they use a SENA certified manufacturer, then our logo will be on that product. Unfortunately, if our logo is not on there, it means that they've outsourced it to another company. Unfortunately, we're not sure who that company is, and therefore cannot give any guarantee.
Okay. Well, now what about Baker's Biscuits?
Baker's Biscuits are halal suitable, with the exception of the Iced Zoo variant, which does contain bovine gelatin.
Okay, another question they're asking. What about the Feast Sandwich Ice Cream by Ola? Is that halal?
Mark, did you say Ola product?
Yeah, it's an Ola product. It's the Feast Sandwich Ice Cream by Ola.
Okay, that's an important variant. Unfortunately, not certified by us, and we cannot give any guarantees for it.
Okay, Mulana, what about the steers at Engine Raslow? Is that halal?
That So unfortunately, it's not certified bath. We cannot give it down to the oil status.
Okay. The question reads, Assalamu alaikum, Malana. What cake and biscuit can we consume in Madeira cake from Woolworths? Jazakallah.
Again, with Woolworths bakery products, we can only give a guarantee. The product actually bears the Shana Halal logo. If it does not have a logo, then unfortunately we do not know who manufactured it on their behalf, what ingredients they used, is the facility a Halal certified facility or not. So we cannot give any guarantee if it doesn't have a logo.
Okay, Mulana, another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Hello, wa alaikum salam.
Ji, what is your query?
My query is about kind of a herb. It's called Alwain. Can you just ask Mulana, is it allowed to have it? It's like a. It's a dry leaf or something. Assalamu alaikum. I'm here on radio.
Mulana, did you hear the query?
I've heard a bit.
They're speaking of some herb, but I am not too sure if I heard exactly what the brother was saying. He said it's some herb that he's trying to find out.
Okay. Look, in principle, any herb would be halal, as long as it's not intoxicating. You know, so if it's a simple herb, it doesn't have any intoxicating properties, then it would be halal.
Okay, Malana, they sent through another picture. I think we've asked this shortly, but let's just go through it again. Somebody has now sent a picture of it, the Feast Sandwich Ice Cream by Ola.
Okay, an imported product, which is not certified by SENA. It's also not manufactured at the SENA or at any halal certified facility. There's no halal certification for the facility where it's manufactured, and therefore we cannot give any guarantee for its status.
Okay, Chazakla for that. Mulana, what about the Fruity Chewy Candy?
Is there any brand name there?
Yeah, I see it's written here, Tayas. T-A-Y-A-S.
Manufactured in Turkey. Our concerns with regarding these products are that many of them contain gelatin from unknown sources. It may be halal gelatin, it may not be, unfortunately, we cannot verify. And there are other ingredients in there as well that are doubtful. So we cannot give any guarantees for these Turkish sweets or confectionery items.
So, Marana, you're not just speaking about this particular make, this Fruity Chewy Candy. You're speaking of the entire Tayas range. Am I correct?
Yes, correct. Okay.
Marana, they're asking about sliced cheese slices. Which ones can we consume?
Cheese slices. So there's four major brands in the market.
Mm-hmm.
You have Parmalat, and all of their cheese slice brands are halal suitable. Clover, as long as it is manufactured in South Africa. First Choice, also halal suitable. And the last one would be Melrose, also halal suitable. The Lancewood cheese slices, unfortunately, we cannot give any guarantee. They're not manufactured in South Africa. Also not manufactured halal 35%.
Okay, we have another query on the line, another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Walaikum
salam.
Ji, walaikum salam. We can hear you.
I just asked you just now about that Alwain. It's A-L-W-I-Y-N.
Okay, you haven't done any investigation with diabetic company or the brand yet?
Hello, can I just finish my comment? It's very good for sugar diabetics. People must take 2 liters of water, put 1 teaspoon of the Alwain, 1 teaspoon of Epsom salt, and 1 teaspoon of salt, and then you must boil it and drink it. Just to find out if it's good enough to take. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, another, this is the same caller that called in previously with regards to that herb, something by the name of Alwain.
Honestly, I can't say that I've heard of that herb before. But again, like I mentioned, with plants, alhamdulillah, most plants are halal, unless they have some form of intoxicating properties, you know, like marijuana or so. So with plants, with any herbs, a person may take them, there's no restriction.
Okay, the brother's even giving some recipes there, Mona.
No.
Okay, let's look at this one. Another Turkish company, Malana, is the Saadet Company of Turkey Halal. I'm not too sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, so let's just spell it out for you. It's spelled as S-A-A-D-A-T. It's a company in Turkey.
They also manufacture a lot of jelly products, a lot of products containing gelatin, and similar problems as with the Tayas products. The gelatin, we're not sure if the gelatin is actually produced or manufactured in Turkey itself, or whether those manufacturers are just simply sourcing gelatin from the European countries or South America. In fact, when we had done some investigations a couple of years back, we found that most of the gelatin used in Turkey was coming from South America. So that's a concern for us, because we would only accept gelatin if it is from halal slaughtered animals. And in South America, in fact, most of the animals are not halal slaughtered according to our standards.
Okay. Manana, the question they are asking, does Senha approve of non-Muslim-owned stores?
So, yes, there are some stores that are non-Muslim-owned that are also certified halal by Senha, but this is not the norm. It is rather the exception. And what happens here is that where Senha certifies such a store, Senha would implement measures, controls, and conditions to ensure that the food that is served at such outlets are halal. So the conditions are much more stringent. Some of the conditions that I can think of now would be that there would be constant Muslim supervision at that store. There's always Muslim staff there. There's an adequate number of Muslim staff to cover all the shifts. There would also be frequent audits almost every day by our auditors to ensure that, you know, the halal program is adhered.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Molana. They're asking about, another query on the line, another call on the line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I want to find out the Nutri Day double cream plain yogurt. Can you have it?
Yes, you may have it.
You can?
The known Nutri Day double cream plain yogurt.
Yes, that is halal suitable, and you may have that product.
Okay, JazakAllah.
Okay, JazakAllah. Well, as the brother asked that question with regards to that yogurt, a person is asking which yogurts can we consume. I don't know, they're just leaving it very open. There's no particular brand that they're asking about. Which yogurts can we consume?
Okay, there's quite a bit of brands, alhamdulillah, in the market that Senha has certified. The ones that are more widely distributed are the Lancewood yogurts. There is also prickly yogurts, Sonnendal yogurts, mostly in the Cape region. In the Gauteng region, there's a big rubber dairy, and they do have the brands of Avondale as well as Meadows. So these are just some of the bigger brands. There are many other small dairies as well that Senha has also certified.
Marana, what about Zoom juice?
Maaf, is there manufacturer details there, or further brands on the juice?
The question just reads, is the Zoom juice halal?
Okay, I'm not sure about that, but perhaps if the consumer can give us more details on the manufacturer, I can perhaps advise further.
Okay, another question. In the Stimerol range of chewing gum, which one can we consume?
Stimerol, you can have all of them with the exception of the watermelon flavor. So only the watermelon flavor contains carmine, an insect-derived dye, and is not halal. The others are all fine.
Okay, Molana, they're asking a question here in Ushaka Marine World. I think that's in Durban, right? There's a trailer Muslim-owned takeaway. Is it halal?
Unfortunately, at Ushaka Marine World, there is no Senha certified facility. We unfortunately cannot give any guarantee for any of the other establishments there because we simply don't have any information on that.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Molana. Another question coming through. Okay, is the 5-star chocolates halal?
Yes, they are halal suitable.
Okay, what about the crunchy chocolates?
Crunchy chocolates, the slab made locally is halal suitable. The bar, we're still waiting for information.
Okay, Molana, now we're waiting for this one to open. They've sent a picture here. It doesn't say who's it made by, but it still just says the Zoom orange flavored drink. It's a small little bottle, this thing of juice. I think maybe the children drink it more.
Zoom, yes, that is halal suitable, yes.
That is fine.
Okay.
Okay. Well, now again, something they're asking about, which cheeses can you consume? They're not specifying, is it a sliced cheese or any other cheese? It's just which cheeses can you consume?
Okay, the major brands in the market, alhamdulillah, also certified halal by Senha, the Parmalat, Ladysmith, especially Lansud. But please, Lansud products, please do look out for the Ichana Halal logo on there. In fact, there are many more brands, over 30 brands, bigger companies as well as smaller companies in South Africa that we've certified.
Okay.
And clover cheeses, most of them are halal suitable. However, the imported slices and the berg cheese are not approved by Sena.
Okay. Malan, I think we'll leave it... Okay, I see there's one more message, Malan. Let's just take this final one. Please explain the difference between Senha approved and Senha certified.
Okay, when we certify a product, it means we've entered into a contractual agreement with the manufacturer, and we are then able to guarantee the status of the product. Our halal logo will also appear on that product. Senha approved, however... whilst we have an agreement with the company and we do also audit the facility, it may be certified by another halal body, and the product, you won't see the Senha Halal logo on the product itself.
Mm.
That's the main difference between Senha certified and Senha approved, and this happens mostly in the meat industry. I'll just give you an example. Rainbow chicken product.
Yeah.
Most of the rainbow chicken farms are certified by another halal body. However, Senha has also approved the fresh and frozen chicken products coming from these facilities, and we would say that these products are Senha approved, although you would not see the Senha Halal logo on it. A disclaimer there that Senha does not certify the processed and rolled product. Similarly, you know, there are some other facilities as well where you would not see the Senha Halal logo on the product. You might see another halal body's logo on there, but we do have the access agreement. Everything is done in accordance to our criteria, therefore we can give an assurance and say it's Senha approved. Also, question might come, what does halal suitable then mean? Halal suitable is a term that we have coined to refer to products that are halal suitable or halal compliant in terms of the ingredients, although they may not be Senha certified, meaning they're not officially certified halal by Senha.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Malana. I think we'll leave it as there for today. It's already 8 o'clock. We thank you in abundance for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you.
Ameen. JazakAllah khairan again for the opportunity. Just a quick reminder again, on the 25th of November, that is the last Sunday of November, we are going to be having our annual general meeting, and this will be happening at the Hartley Road School, inshallah. We will also be having Malana Sulaiman Rawat from Radio Islam as our guest speaker. We'll see you in November, inshallah. Again, if there are any queries, please do not hesitate to give us a call, 0861-786-111. You can also send us an email, helpline@senha.org.za. Also find us on social media. JazakAllah khairan.
JazakAllah to Mawlana, JazakAllah to the listeners and the callers that sent in those queries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. For that, we terminate this week's program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.